I mean, as a Kalawa myself, I find that the biggest insult that can come from a president. Actually, sometimes you wonder, what would go in the president's mind for him to say such things? But, I mean, forgive him. He's a 91-year-old man who has known nothing but misrule for the 31 years. So I will ask myself that what he's saying, is it based on facts? Or maybe Simon Kaya, who has been close to him for a while, who is Kalanga himself, is the one who shared that information for him. And remind the president that when he said Gukurahundi was a moment of madness, we thought it was really a moment of madness, and we forgave him for what he had done. But if he's coming back now at his age and saying such things, I find that really insulting. And I think those people next to him, like Jonathan Moyo, like Emerson Mnangagwa, should actually remind him that what he said is an insult to the Kalanga people. It's out of the way for the president. And if he wants to aim respect of Kalanga and Zimbabweans and Africans, he needs to respect himself first and respect other people. Because what he said is really disgusting.
He also says young people in Matabeleland are flocking to South Africa because it's fashionable. Do you agree?
I mean, there is nothing fashionable about going to South Africa. The reasons why Zimbabweans are going to South Africa, the reasons why people from Plumtree are going to South Africa is because they are running away from Mugabe's misrule. They are running away from Mugabe's brutal regime. They are running away from the economic meltdown presided over by President Robert Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe for 35 years, and there is nothing that is coming out of this country.